Dear Lord, help us to remain steadfast. Transform our hearts into your heart and persevere in prayer and the work you have for us. Amen. Blessed Mother began speaking to Mother Claire. Make straight the way of the Lord. We are moving forward. We are laying the groundwork. This is the direction we must proceed in, but it is also necessary that prayer be kept in the foremost. At every opportunity, my precious children, think of others and lift them up. I just happened to pick up a book in my library by Henry Nouwen, and I opened to praying for others. Do you want to have a heart like Christ's? This is a beautiful path to that end. That is a beautiful explanation of prayer. Those who pray are at the highest stations in heaven. They have concerned themselves what is not of any particular good to them. They have invested their lives and their hearts on behalf of strangers. They have done as my son does, looking out for others. If you lack this gift, you may ask for it. It is a gift of the greatest wisdom. As you invest your lives in the concern of others, you are daily transformed more and more into the image of my son. There is no higher good than to devote your life to the mission Jesus has invested you with. As you spend more and more time praying with faith for others, your gifts will also increase, because God entrusts his greatest gifts into the hands of those who care for others. You will also mature in the very same way, resembling my son more and more. Your heart will be transformed into a glowing, dancing flame that will shed his light upon all, and even deliverance. I tell you these things, my children, because it is so opposite to the ways of the world, where all desire to be in the limelight, all desire to receive, all desire to be the most important. But in the kingdom of heaven, it is the opposite. All desire to be hidden, lowly servants that accomplish only God's will every day, and all desire to be overtaken in the fires of charity as they pour out their petitions for the lowly and suffering. Seek after these, the greatest gifts, my beloved ones. Seek only to edify and build up others in the way they should go. Accompany them on this great and perilous journey. Never become jealous of their progress. Always celebrate the emergence of their gifts and talents. Encourage them and make a way for them to be used to influence others. So many hunger and thirst to grow deeper in the Lord and in their gifts that will eventually touch others without inspiring vainglory or competition. There is nothing sadder in a growing church than to see political posturing. Those who court favor and want to dominate, while those with talent and anointing are blocked from using their gifts. This is a great travesty. An abuse of the gifts. Be a friend to the little ones and help them come to completion in their gifts to be used to convert souls.